We're ready to roll. Are we rolling? Not rock and rolling, just rolling. Rock and rolling with Jesus. Maybe. I don't think Jesus is into rock and roll though. Just to let you know what I think about Christian rock music. I don't think any of it. I don't think nothing of it. Anyhow, Missionary Enterprise. Oh, we got the bells in there. Not hell's bells. These are church bells. But there are hell's bells. There's bells in hell, probably. That's where AC/DC got it from. So anyhow, Missionary Enterprise is Missionary Aid International. And welcome to social media. Social media. And today this is our YouTube playlist mini documentary presentation. Now it's nice and quiet right now. Let's do the filming now. So this is under Canada. We are in Canada. An apostolic missionary training and sending nation. This is part 7. Video number 7. Today we are in Omimi, Ontario, Canada. Coronation Hall is right next door here. We're usually inside. Today we're doing outside. Ever since I've been coming here, every 2.5 months, on Monday nights with Christian, what's it called again? Omimi Christian Outreach with Harry Petters. Ever since I saw these little cannons, this cannon here, and that cannon back there. Zooming in a bit, David. Get that cannon back there and zoom back out. Got a little cannon back here. Ever since I saw the cannons, I said, we gotta do a video here. Gotta do a video. And since we're heading out to Peterborough after this to go pick up my big Bible, got refurbished, and we're gonna go meet with Gabriel, our brother in the Lord. He's originally from Kenya. A really smart guy with computers and all that. So I said, okay, let's do our video today. Weather's good. Little noisy. We'll wait till this guy comes by. So, the title of this message is called Fight the Good Fight of Faith. Fight the Good Fight of Faith. That's what I felt that I was supposed to do the teaching on today a couple weeks ago. Can you flip around, get some traffic, and then flip it back? Yep. Let's get some cars. We're actually at the Four Corners here. Actually, this is Highway 7. Okay, that's good. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Do that with the live stream too. Show them where we're at. Just show you exactly where we're at here a little bit. A lot of traffic here. Lots of traffic. That's good. Good. Okay, so fight the good fight of faith. So everybody who's been saved for at least five years, should know where that's found in the Bible. It's found in 1 Timothy 6:12. The Amplified says, fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold of the eternal life to which you were summoned and for which you confessed a good confession of faith before many witnesses. So, key words in all this is the word fight. Fight. Strong's number, I should get an umbrella. I got a little umbrella over there, but. Strong's number 75, it's agonizeme. From Strong's number 73, struggling, striving, as in athletic contest or warfare. Warfare. Contend as with an adversary. Conflict. The root of the English word is the word agonize. Agony. Engage. Intense athletic contest or warfare. Well, we know what the word says about warfare. Well, we should know by now. So, this is a good fight. It's not a bad fight. It's a good fight. Same word here. Same Greek word, basically. Strong's number 73, agon, the root of the English word, agony, agonize, a contest, struggle, a grueling conflict. Grueling. I'll tell you, these things, these cannons, this is old. But those balls, those metal or lead balls that came out, I'll tell you, you get one of those things in the head, they give you a grueling headache to the point where it kills you. Splatter your brains all over the place. And that's what war is in the natural. It kills people, sends people to hell. Those aren't born again. So this is also has the idea of confession. It's got the word confession in there in the verse. Confession. It's a good confession. Not a bad confession. A lot of Christians have bad confessions. A good confession, it's Strong's number 3671, homologia, is one of my favorite words in the whole New Testament. Means an agreement about what God loves and hates and the courage to proclaim it. It reminds me of Hebrews 10:23, holding fast to the confession of your faith without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. So I wrote here, also we got the word faith. Strong's number 4102, pistis, conviction of the truth of anything pertaining to God and his word, his promises. So I wrote here the faith of God, meaning what God believes, has a confession, has a voice to it. But so is the faith of man. Whatever you believe, it comes out of your mouth because it stems from your heart. So your unbelief, your doubting, your wrong believing has a voice. So make sure you're using your mouth right. Make sure your mouth is working for you and not against you. How do you do that? Well, it's easy. In agreement with the word of God and not your circumstances. Now, I got a big smile on my face right now, but at one time I didn't, because I knew nothing about confession. I knew nothing about it. Well, I did, but my confession was working against me and not for me. Next verse, 2 Timothy 4:7. Paul says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept firmly held the faith. Key words, fought. The word fought here, same Greek word, Strong's number 73. Good fight, it's got the word, the other Greek words, Strong's number 75. Then Paul says, he finished his race. He finished his race. Now, what is that word, race? It's Strong number 1408. It's the word dromos. Figuratively, the course of life and of one's calling. So basically he says, I finished my calling. We've all got a race to run. We've all got a calling to fulfill. But let me say something here. Most will not be able to say what Paul says. I finished my race. I finished my calling. Most will not. And we're going to change that. We have to change that. So Paul said he kept the faith. Not faith, the faith. He kept it. The word kept, 5083. Strong's number 5083. It's the word terio. To watch over, to guard, to keep, to observe, to guard. You know, God told Adam to guard the garden. And he didn't. We didn't. Here Paul says he guarded the faith. How many of us will be able to say that on the judgment seat of Christ? How many? I will say very few. And that's not God's fault. That's not my fault. That's your fault. The faith. What is the faith? Not faith, but the faith. The word here, I wrote here, the true. The true one and only faith. Among many other faiths out there in the world. All kinds of faiths out there. But there's only one that saves. Sozo. Only one faith that will save a human being from all the consequences of the fall of mankind, including eternal hell. There's only one faith, and it's called the faith. It's a God kind of faith. It's what God believes. And if you want to find out what God believes, you better get yourself into the Holy Bible and get yourself out of other books. But get yourself into the Holy Bible and stay in there, especially the New Testament. Because every other book out there, holy, so-called holy book, they're not as holy as they think they are. They're actually unholy. Last page here. Want to keep this short. Key references to what the Apostle Paul said. What he said. Acts 19:8. Paul went into the synagogues and for 3 months he spoke boldly, persuading and arguing and pleading about the kingdom of God. This is going back to keeping the faith, finishing his course. This is part of it. Acts 20:25. And now, Paul says, I observe, I perceive that all of you among whom I have gone in and now proclaiming the kingdom will see my face no more. Acts 28:31. Preaching to them the kingdom of God and teaching them about the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's his kingdom, with boldness, quite openly, without being molested or hindered, without being hindered. That's what Paul said about the kingdom. That's part of keeping the faith. That's part of finishing his course, is preaching the kingdom. Also demonstrating the kingdom. Putting the kingdom of God in demonstration. Let's look at here what the Word of God says about the Lord Jesus Christ, the second Adam, the head of the church. Because what Paul did, he got it from the Lord himself. Remember the Lord, what Paul said? Imitate me as I imitate Christ. Luke 4:43. Jesus said to them, I must preach the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, to other cities, towns. Also, for I was sent for this purpose. Jesus had a purpose. Paul had a purpose. The church has a purpose. And one of the key purposes It's to preach on the kingdom. Now, the kingdom is not just a kingdom. It's a new creation. I don't have time to get into that. Luke 7, 20 to 22. I love this. We're nowhere near walking in this right now. Not even near it. And all these people on Facebook, you know who you are. Facebook, especially Facebook. Everybody's waiting for the rapture. Everybody's waiting to get out of here. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, come back soon. You know what? We're not even near what we should be doing as a church. Jesus ain't come back for a while. He's coming back, but he ain't come back for a while. He's got work to do. And if you guys don't want to get on board with Jesus, well, that's your problem. I'm on board with him. I'm on board with him. Verse 20. So the men came to Jesus and said, John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, are you the one who is to come, or shall we continue to look for another? Listen to what Jesus said. And he hasn't changed. Jesus has not changed at all. In that very hour, Jesus was healing many, not some, not one or two, many. People have sicknesses, distressing bodily plagues, and evil spirits. And to many who are blind, he gave a free, gracious, joy-giving gift of sight. Verse 22. So he replied to them. He said, go and tell John. Johnny the Baptizer, I call him. Go tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised up. And the poor have the good news, the gospel of the kingdom, preached to them. I wrote here, final note, the kingdom of God, or the new creation, has good news. Much of what I heard in the last 25 years has not been good news. Good news is when God says, positionally you're healed. Positionally, I've already taken care of your needs. Positionally, you're already strong in me. Positionally, you can walk in no fear at all. No worry. But today, our so-called good news is based upon our circumstances. And we build our theology around our circumstances, and we don't build our theology around the Word of God, rightly divided. I was like that years ago, but no more. God had to clean my mouth. And you know how he did that? Well, he already had it cleaned out pretty good by speaking in tongues quite a few hours a day. But another way he began to clean my mouth out is he said, I want to hear two things coming out of your mouth, Pierre. Tongues, yes, but I want to hear my word. I want to hear my word. You want to clean your mouth out? Start coming in agreement with the word instead of coming in agreement with what the devil has to say, what he's doing, circumstances, the news, false doctrines in the church. Stop coming in agreement with that and start coming in agreement with the word of God, the promises of God, the rhemas of God, the mind of God, the will of God. Start coming in agreement with that, and you're going to clean not only your mouth out, you're going to clean out your heart. So So I want to thank you for your time. Thank you for those who like our videos. And those who don't like our videos, shame on you. That's your problem. Because we're going somewhere. We are going somewhere. Missionary Enterprise is going somewhere. About 4 months ago, the Lord spoke to me. He says, the nations are going to open up to you because of my healing power. Nations. The nations. And then about 2 months later, he says, I'm going to use you to bring reformation to a broken church. To a broken church. I got that from the Lord himself, the head of the church himself. So thanks again. Thank you for following us. Live streaming, especially Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, so many. And as I finish all my videos,